from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start here because suddenly today, with some quotes that have been thrown around, Josina Anderson, Tim Kawakami, and more, it feels to me, just in talking to you today, that your Trent Williams anxiety has gone up.
Oh, for sure.
Let's hear about
that. For sure. It's at least doubled. Yesterday was at a 2 out of 10, maybe 2.5, and now it's a 4, if not a 5, because of the reports we've seen. Josina Anderson's report about, you know, Trent wanting to get that real new money before he comes in, and he's resolute and he's all like locked in on sitting out week one. And I know that you have been in an ottoman with your feet up, and you even sent like a pizza emoji today about how the fact you were chilling, you were a pizza slice on a lounge chair.
Yeah.
You're just chilling.
I don't remember
and I don't
what was
feel
on that emoji.
That way. It was a pizza slice, and
yeah,
I didn't really get it, but it said chilling.
It said chilling on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not so chilling because I know that Trent Williams has sat out before.
Yeah, look, I'll show it to the YouTube audience. It's a pizza slice with pepperoni on
and
it.
Sunglasses on, right?
Yeah. And legs that are crossed. It's chilling. That's how I feel about Trent Williams.
Yeah, I don't feel so chillaxed or relaxed about it because I realize that this man has sat out an entire season before. Granted, different franchise, different situation, different organization. I do realize that this man has made a ton of money already, so he doesn't need the money. And Brandon Ayuk probably doesn't, quote unquote, need the money, but he's waiting for that big bag, so he's in a different place. And I look at Trent Williams, and I think that he is going to be more like Nick Bosa in that I'm resolute. I've said nothing this whole time. I've been really removed from the process, and he wants to get at least, I think, 2 more years of big bag guaranteed money, which he probably deserves. He's still the best left tackle in football.
Yeah.
And he's 36, whatever. It's a team that needs a left tackle. They need him, and he just wants to get his money. But you have an owner who is suddenly gone really tight on the purse strings.
Well, look, Steiny was about to ask a question that we threw out yesterday. I think it's a completely fair one. There are certain things I would argue that as a football team going into a season, you already know. If you're the Cowboys, are you honestly like, CeeDee Lamb? We're kind of lukewarm on CeeDee Lamb. No. So why do you wait till whatever they waited August 26th? I don't know. You're stupid. You gained nothing by that. You gained absolutely nothing by waiting. There was never going to be a question that you wanted CeeDee Lamb, needed CeeDee Lamb, want him on that wall, need
Thank
him on
you.
That wall.
I always
you
love that.
Cannot survive if you're the Cowboys without CeeDee Lamb. And that's Trent Williams. So you will hear a very different tone from me if somehow we get to next week and Trent Williams is not figured out. Because that's just stupid. I'm sorry. That's just dumb. And the Niners, I have faith, are not dumb. They're not. I know everybody loves it's fun in sports radio. Let's take shots at these people.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later with anybody
sure.
who called the morning show and offended Kyle Shanahan. You're all crazy people, but we'll get to that later.
And they put the roast in morning roast.
I mean, my goodness. And Joe Spadoni, if you're listening, I love you like an absolute brother. But a Raider fan calling Kyle Shanahan a choker, not the way I needed to start my morning. Absurd. But anyway, we'll save it for later.
Okay.
But the Niners are not dumb. You can call them stubborn.
How about cheap?
No. Absolutely not.
Well, if you're not cheap, then
Jed York's escrow account is probably the biggest in the NFL.
Well, then pay that man his money.
And that's what I'm saying.
I don't see that it needed to get to this point where we have Josina Anderson involved in Trent's business.
Maybe we don't, but I'd also argue that there still isn't a deadline anxiety clock attached to Trent. Not yet.
Well, we're getting there.
Maybe, because next week, if it's game week.
Well, yesterday we had a spirited practice, and it would have been nice to have him be a part of the spirited practice, Trent Williams.
Would have been nice, but actually at age 36, I think they want less spirited. That's my point. I hear where you're coming from. Would it be nice to be over? Sure. Why is it still going? I don't know. Because they're all stubborn. They're all big boys. They all want big money. These are big-time negotiations. And they're stubborn. And quite frankly, the Niners, I would guess, are probably stuck on the idea that Trent wants to get broken off as one of the top players in the game, which he is. But he's also 36 and 330 pounds, which he is. And these two things fly in the face of one another, and stubborn people are having a hard time getting to the finish line. But they're not dumb. You have to acknowledge this with me. The Niners,
it's not as simple as dumb and smart.
I think it is. Trent Williams has to be on the roster.
Sure.
He has to play in all the games.
This level of stubbornness is not smart, and you could have him signed, and you could still give him veteran days. He never practices on Wednesday during the season. So you could sign him and then say, all right, Trent, we'll see you on Friday. You don't have to like play this game of cat and mouse. And
well, maybe they're not.
When we sign you, then you can come in.
Maybe we're not. We haven't heard. This is not like Ayuk. We have not heard Trent Williams come out and be like, I'm livid with the Niners.
No, but they the fact told that Josina Anderson has a report out that says, you know, that he wants a certain amount of money and he wants guaranteed money But it's not only that he wants to be the highest paid tackle, he wants to be paid like the premium player that he is. And this goes back to Tim Kawakami from last August, a year ago, when he said, yeah, this team always does right by its premium players, and I'm that, and so I want to be paid like the premium player. And so you've had this on the table for a year,
yes,
but you haven't done it.
Right, because they're stubborn. And Parag wants to win deals, and that could become a problem.
I think it's already become a problem.
Well, again, I don't with Trent. Now, Brandon is not CeeDee Lamb or Trent Williams. There's a healthy debate there.
But who is he?
He's Brandon Ayuk.
Right. But is he Jaylen Waddle? Is he A.J. Brown? Is he Devontae Smith? Like, where is he?
I don't know.
Who is he?
But I don't know if any of those matter. To me, it's like, what is he for the 49ers? He's Brandon Ayuk, and there are debates.
Right.
There are debates.
And there are some people who think, come in and play your fifth year and ball out and then go out there and get the really big bag.
And I know a lot of people who are like, bye-bye, Brandon, go bye-bye.
Exactly.
I know people like that. I know people who think the Niners can't function without him. I know people that think he's the fourth best receiver in the game, and I know people who think he's the 14th best receiver in the game. That's my point. There's a debate. And so now you're going to get to a spot where two sides, healthy sides, I think, can disagree. And I think we do have it on pretty good authority that the Niners have, A, misplayed this from earlier in the summer, and B, Brandon and his agent are being a big pile of annoying so far here in this month of August. So that's where it is, and you tuck it over here. My opinion, you don't have to agree. If Trent Williams isn't ready to go next week, somebody's stupid. You can't do that. This is a flat-out non-starter. You can't play games without Trent Williams. That is a no.
From you?
From me. From them.
Dog?
From them.
Yep.
I've heard this from inside.
Of course.
They know.
Well, then get it done. Well, I don't know what it served them to do it this way.
I'm with you.
Because you've got now Josina Anderson with reports, and Trent Williams is doing whatever he's doing. We know he's not playing football for the 49ers in practice. And yes, I know he's a veteran, 36, but you can't tell me that that's a good thing. It may not be a bad thing, but it's not a good thing. It would be, if he's your boombox guy and he's your leader, and we're now 13 days away from the opener and he's not there and Brandon Ayuk is not there, whatever. Brandon Ayuk, I think it's pretty clear with their roster cuts that they kind of are hedging the reality that he might not be there. They kept an extra receiver that they might not have kept if he was around.
But they did not keep an extra left tackle.
No, they didn't. And so they fully expect that to be done. Yep. But for me, it is not doing you any good to not have him be in there.
Maybe not.
And I'm not totally panicked yet, but Jed York, and this is a Jed York thing. It's not Parag Marate. This is Jed York being able to go to the safe and 27 right, 13 left, 71 right.
You know the code?
Yeah, you know. That's,
well, we should stop doing a show and go do that.
Crack that baby.
Yeah.
He needs to crack it open and get all those stacks and hand it to Trent and say, all right, Trent, we'll see you on Friday and stuff because we're going to be into Jets week now. Coming up here next week, when you and I talk next Tuesday, because of Labor Day, it's going to be Jets week, and he had better be in his number 71.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.